In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As I mentioned previously, the themes covered in the readings appointed for the Great Fast have a unity of purpose. Originally, that purpose was to instruct those who had begun the road of repentance that would eventually lead to their baptism as adults at Fasica. It is also useful to all of us who were baptized as infants. Now we realize that repentance is a way of life for all who follow Christ. The emphasis for the Sunday, which is the day before the Great Fast began, was about submitting to God. Jesus told the elder scholar Nicodemus that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, one must submit to him who came down to be raised up again. For God loves the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but may have eternal life. But the salvation is conditioned by submitting to baptism unto repentance. And that means walking in the light of his way to do the truth. This Sunday, St. Paul tells the Thessalonians to walk so as to please God, to please him more and more. God wills that we become holy. He said in various places in the Old Testament, "Be holy, for I am holy." We are supposed to become holy by using the power that God provides for us as we live in Christ. Using a comparison to a container, the apostle tells us that we must learn how to keep our life in holiness. St. Peter says, "Get a grip on your mind. Stay sober, hoping always for the grace of Christ. Be holy even as God is holy, rather than practicing to be bound by the former ignorance which we experienced before baptism." Purification comes by use of God's grace to obey the truth. The truth is revealed by the Holy Spirit unto the practice of pure love. St. David says, "But only one Lord made the heavens. Celebration and renewal attend him. Holiness and increase of praise furnish his sanctuary." In the gospel for today, the Lord says, "Don't put on an act to impress other people. Don't be as the hypocrites." True holiness is about developing a relationship with God. We need to get rid of all of the masks and all of the pretenses that we develop to try to impress other people. We need to wash those things away, get them out of our life. As Christ says, "Put oil on your face after washing your face. Don't have a sad face. Do not store up earthly treasures, because they do not last. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also." Then again, he says, "The eye is the lamp or the window of the body." So we must be careful about what we expose it to, if we want to walk in the light of Christ. We must be careful to guard our senses, to keep them from all pollution. No one can serve two masters. He will either love the one and hate the other, or he will be true to one and despise the other. So this is what the Lord tells us about being holy. And this is our calling as Christians, to love God with our whole mind, our whole heart, and our whole soul, and to prove it by how we treat each other. And in this do we give glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.